Hey, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. It's a distinguished gentleman. Boy. you know what? I'm not happy with that. Okay.
Rick and Pepper Fairphone.
Hold on. All right. For real. What's up, everybody? Thanks for stopping by. Singles Chillin' Podcast.
Ah, shit.
Episode 21. Oh, shit. No, I didn't. You know what? No, I didn't want to do 21. Today's 140. All right. Okay. All right. Fuck. All right. Shh.
Sorry, man. Fuck, I think I didn't get on mute fast enough.
Fuck. All right, shh. Stop. What's up, everybody? Thanks for stopping by. Distinguished Gentleman Podcast, episode 140. I'm your host, Jay. Oh, damn it. All right. Everybody, thanks for stopping by. Distinguished Gentlemen's Podcast, episode 140. Hey guys, what's happening?
Take five.
Yeah, man. Good to hear from you, Stu. Thanks for stopping by. I'm your host, JC Jesse.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Stu Gatso. In the background there. That would be Baroque Reaper. How's it going, Baroque?
Fired up. Just don't get me started.
Baroque's ready for Devil's Night. He's going to fire it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's your crickets?
What? What do you mean?
The cricket sound effect.
Chirp. Chirp. Oh,
we also have with us The Canuck Show.
The what show?
The Canuck Show. What did I say? Oh, shit. We got to start over again now. Fuck. God damn it.
I thought you said Canuck Show.
The Canoe Show?
Shh, guys. Just let it happen. It's like, I'm just kidding.
What's up? Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Yeah, sure.
Hey,
sure.
Thanks for having us.
But did
us
you
in
say
your
yeah, sure?
Yeah, I did. Sure. It's nice. It's nice sure, having bud. You here. And you know who else? It's also nice to have here. We didn't have him last week. We got him this week. We got him. Fine, guys. We got him. Call the agents. Hang up the phones. We got Admiral Nips, guys.
Woo!
I'm glad to be here. That's what I love about your show. You guys are
consummate professionals. Always just right on. It's like clockwork when you come into this joint.
We're just a fly by the seat of our pants. At least that's the way it seems, you know. But you know, don't let this whole thing fool you. You know, we there's a plan in place for everything. You know, the show is highly structured. There's a ton of notes that go into the show every week.
I'm going to jump into this right now because, you know, it's so structured.
Yeah.
So just to prove how structured it is, I'm totally hijacking you in mid-sentence.
Okay. We also have with us Boost KDV.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How's it going?
Going pretty good.
Awesome.
Fuck, I got hijacked myself.
Wait, was Stu
talking? Hijack job.
Was Stu in like the middle of a sentence or something?
He was.
It was an off ramp on an off ramp, you know.
I mean, so, the star of the show is here.
All right, hold on. We can start. Hold on. Let's back it up, guys. Start over again. Stu, I've been getting reports that as one person was like, is somebody vaping on the show? But it would be every time you would come on and off a mute, it would be like, like in the background, like, nah, no one's vaping, bro. But it doesn't sound like that tonight. It does not sound.
You know why?
Why?
Because we got doors to the furnace room.
Oh.
So what that was my fucking furnace going the whole fucking time.
So your furnace vapes.
You heard it here. His furnace vapes.
What flavor? Is it like blueberry punch?
No, the vape that we use here, it just has, you know, it doesn't take the vape juice. You just put buds in it. Oh, wait, you're talking about a different vape. Yeah, sorry, guys. I can't help you.
If you could have any flavor vape, what would it be? Just I'm asking everybody, what would it be? Like, it could be any flavor, like buffalo wings, if you could vape buffalo wings.
That sounds fucking horrible.
I would vape Hawaiian Punch. Right. You know what's kind of weird? Going off on a tangent Hawaiian Punch. Hawaiian Punch is like Nesty. It's like if you give me like a 16-ounce glass of water, like I'm gonna like look at that cup that Nips has right now. Like if you filled that up with water, you'd have a difficult time probably just like chugging down a thing like that full of water. If you filled with Lipton Nestea, you'd be like gulp, 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 like two gulps, and it's gone.
Yeah,
you ever notice that? It's the same with the Hawaiian Punch. I don't know. Sorry.
Well, like the Arizona green tea.
Yeah.
I can like fill a glass of that and it's gone. I'm like, Where'd it go? But then if it's water, it takes like sips.
Mm-hmm.
But Arizona green tea, just give me more.
Isn't there a ton of sugar in everything that you guys are talking about here? Like that's why you just drink it so fast. Like it's not rocket science, I drink
soda that fast though.
It's carbonated.
No, carbonated.
Maybe the carbonation.
Yeah.
Don't get that past you. I have been able to drink an entire can of soda in under 16 seconds before.
Baroque is like Will Ferrell in Elf. he just chugs the Coke.
Wait, so to answer your question about the vape, I would choose cinnamon bun.
Ooh, cinnamon bun.
See, I was thinking like bananas Foster. That'd be pretty damn good.
Mm.
I'm gonna go way off the board here, and I'm gonna say spaghetti and meatballs.
I don't know about that one.
That's not bad.
It's kind of an acidic taste, though.
Well, I mean, like every pop, you don't know what you're getting. Like,
I'm going way off base. Garlic bread. Just like.
You should get together with Stu, and you guys could vape together.
You're holding me up.
All up garden over here.
Hey, yo, you want a vape?
When you're there, you're family. You know what I mean? Oh my gosh! You know what kind of vape I would like? I would like to vape some. Oh,
damn!
Justin. Damn, man!
Yeah.
Whoa.
Good on you for your lofty goals.
And then after that, I would love to vape some.
That is something else, man. I don't know.
You want to?
No, I don't think we do.
What kind of vape would you guys like to vape, guys?
I think this sounds like more of a topic
for bads than.
Yeah, but in between everything you hear.
Oh my gosh!
You know, one thing I will say about vaping.
What? It's good for you and not dangerous at all.
Can you not? I get it. It's just vapors, but can you not do it in a crowd of people where there's a cloud of vape?
Yeah, so you the get to do it. Like the people who smoke cigarettes aren't like, you know, like, oh, let me just blow my smoke everybody and like usually they're pretty cool. Vapors are like, hey, F you.
It's just water.
All over Listen. Your face. Like,
and meanwhile, the vape thing's like as big as this. It's like.
Yeah.
I've said it before.
I was always it's like so smoking a VHS tape. Smoking cigarettes in public, I would make sure I was like far away from anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
Like when cigarette smokers are more polite than you, you should. You should rethink
your life.
You should rethink
the doing. Hotel I was in last night said no cigarettes or e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why?
It's becoming a bigger thing.
It's like, oh, I left my e-cigarette on. I almost burned the house down.
Actually, you know, you joke, but there are studies. I mean, they show it. Like, kids don't smoke cigarettes anymore, but they're all on these fucking Juuls and e-cigs and shit. Yep.
Yeah, I saw the thing about fucking a guy. Hipsters. He was like, he was smoking an e-cigarette, and the fucking thing exploded.
Yeah,
and, like, I saw. Blew off seen part of too. His mouth, dude. Shit's crazy. Anyway, not
a buddy of mine.
This is a buddy of mine. Really dark turn. I was trying to be fun.
When he was quitting smoking cigarettes and he started trying to vape, he's like, I had to immediately quit vaping after a week. Like, how come? I was fucking me up. I was sitting there and I wouldn't realize it. So he's a tradesman and he would just drive from job site to job site. And he'd say the entire time he was in his van, he would be sucking on this vape for like 3-4 hours throughout the day, just while he's working. That's that can't be healthy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I could see how that would get, because, like, you know.
You're not smoking a cigarette. Shit.
Yeah, it's not a cigarette that just goes out and then you're done with it. You're not hacking a dart and then it's just done, you know.
it happens at work. You know, guys are literally vaping all day long. Like, and I'm like, is that healthy? I don't know if it is.
You know, whenever we're out with our friends, I've always asked them, it's like, yeah, well, let's go out and get some drinks. Then we'll vape later, right? I'm just wondering, like, when they're gonna like give in. I mean, I don't vape or anything, but I just think it's funny to say that. Just waiting for somebody to be like, "Yeah, you know, I've heard about this vaping thing. Let's give it a try, everybody."
Well, I mean, I vape a little bit here and there on a regular basis, but not nicotine. Like, I'm done with that shit.
I've tried it. I've dabbled.
Yeah, occasionally.
I have not.
You do you.
I'm going to just avoid that.
Celebratory
problems as it is. I don't need to add to it.
I wanted to bring, I do kind of have some loose notes here. I wanted to.
So loose.
I have the loosest notes ever. I just wanted to bring up the fact that our good buddies from our Discord, Agent H and Gator, got to meet up this past week. In Florida, that was pretty cool. I like seeing those pictures. It's always really cool when, you know, people in the Discord get a chance to meet and hang out in real life and realize that you're real people. So that's pretty cool. The other thing I wanted to bring is a conversation that Stu had last night while we were playing comp, and we were getting our asses handed to us. And it was a team.
Yeah, that's accurate.
It was a team of three, and they were just like, I mean, it was just nonstop spectral blades, chaperone invis, just fucking just getting housed the whole game. And then at the end, one of the guys sends Stu GGs, and so we're like, like, Stu. Tell him, like, say something about flat Earth. I don't know why this has become so funny. But it really is. Because I had, I think it was a couple episodes ago when we were talking about starting to post flat Earth stuff on Facebook.
Yeah, because I haven't been. So I haven't been on there in years.
I know that you said something to your wife, right?
Oh yeah, I was like, well, she was like, if you go on and start posting flat Earth stuff, I'm just gonna go first comment below it. Stupid.
And then
she wasn't gonna have any of it. She's like, this is so stupid.
Stu, what did your wife say?
My wife said exactly the same thing as him. She's like, I was going to reply to every post and be like, ignore him, he's an idiot. But what was funny is actually on the weekend, we were at my parents' house, and I kind of was joking. I'm like, Dad, listen, this is what I'm thinking to do. And my dad thought it was hilarious. He was like, yes, you should do it. But my mother was fucking mortified. She's like, no, you can't. And she's not even on Facebook, but she's like, you can't do that stuff. People will think you're serious. I'm like, I don't care. It's the stupidest thing ever. So,
see, like, anti-vaxxer stuff in Flat Earth, like, to me, like, right now, those are so funny. I don't know why. It's just they're sharing a part in my brain that just is – they make me laugh so much. And
so I actually – I wanted to try and prepare for tonight's show with some Flat Earth facts.
Please tell
and
me
I couldn't
you did.
Do it, man. Okay. I couldn't do it. I was like on my third website, and I'm like, I can't even read this. These people are fucking like, I don't know.
You gotta watch the documentary.
Oh, I want to.
I downloaded.
It's hilarious.
Well, that's the thing.
It's
hilarious. He told the guy to watch the
behind
video.
The curve.
What did you? Well, they've got some valid.
I posted
points.
The picture. I posted the picture on in the conversation here. I said, hey, by the way, have you seen that Flat Earth documentary on Netflix? I think they make a lot of good points. I haven't even seen it.
What did he? Oh, he said like.
But then he replied back later. He's like, no, I haven't. But send me a link. I'll watch it. GG's brother. I was like, all right. This guy was. It was the most bizarre Xbox conversation I've ever had.
So I thought of something.
He's
like,
wow, this guy's nice.
I thought of something like better until I heard like Twitter's changing from like they're not going to show anybody's likes or anything like that anymore, right?
Yeah, and they're getting rid of that.
I don't know if they're going to get rid of like if you like something, it shows up in someone else's feed. So I thought like that's like a really kind of funny way of doing it. Also, is just like start looking up Flat Earth like, tweets flat and Earth like stuff. Them, and then they'll start showing up in other people's feeds. Like Sugato liked. And I don't know why I'm just making you do all this stuff too. Oh my gosh, it's so funny though. I have to look for another dumb cause.
Do you guys have a favorite conspiracy theory?
Cuz a favorite?
I'm all aboard the Stevie Wonder can see conspiracy theory.
I haven't heard that one.
Nor have I.
There's like a couple of years ago, Deadspin did a whole long article where they like put all kinds of clips of Stevie Wonder shaking people's hands and grabbing a mic that got knocked over. And I'm sure he's blind, but I choose to believe he can see, and it's all an act.
Yeah, one of the ones I was not, I wouldn't say like obsessed with, but one I like kind of followed for a couple of years was, is Tupac really dead?
I have a similar one, and it was Elvis, but like Elvis would be pretty old now, so maybe he didn't just die. Let me see. I'm looking up crazy conspiracy theories.
Well,
right now.
The thing like with Tupac and like Biggie, I kind of understand, like, they probably recorded a lot of music, maybe stuff that didn't get released on, like, older albums, but, like, there were albums coming out, like, years and years after they were already dead.
Yeah, but what do you think? The only music those guys made was when they were, like, what was released?
I'm sure they have music
recorded. When Prince died, they said there was enough to release, like, 20 albums.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
So, I mean, yeah, some guys, if they just make music.
So here's one. It's like Stonehenge was built by aliens. That I could kind of buy. Like, I could kind of get behind that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but when you think about, like, ancient you know, are like, you know, ancient civilizations. Like people built the pyramids and like, I don't know, Stargate came out. That shit was making a lot of sense. You know what I'm saying?
I have a theory on that stuff, like the pyramids and all that kind of crazy shit. I don't know if you want to get into it, though.
Yeah. Well, what else do I want to do?
I want to believe, Kev. I want to believe.
What I think is there was a previous inhabitants of Earth.
Okay.
Basically aliens.
Did we fucking kill them?
Maybe they were human.
Okay. Was it the Reapers?
And they left Earth and left us here.
How the fuck did they get off Earth?
As an experiment.
The Gua'uld?
They were advanced species. They had spaceships and they just took off to another planet somewhere. Yeah,
like, they were advanced species with spaceships. Why'd they build some stupid clock out of rocks?
I mean, you know, that's old.
It's a work in progress, okay?
That's old architecture that, you know, that got weathered and whatever, you know?
All the circuits washed away.
Yeah, you know, who knows if they had circuits? I don't know. But, you know, there were just some ancient species came to Earth, built all this cool shit, and then they left. Now they're somewhere else.
You're going to feel like a real jerk, Stu, when we find the Mass Effect relay on Mars.
Or we are living in their simulation.
We're in the Matrix.
So this actually reminds me, I used to, way back in the day... I don't even remember what the hell it was called now. I'm trying to think. It was like on AM radio. It was some syndicated shit. And I would listen to it on like Sunday nights playing video games in the basement just because it was so out there. It was like, Christ, the Spaceman, Art Bell or something. I got to look this up. But it was this syndicated radio program on AM radio. Mm-hmm. And it was like all these conspiracy theories and people would call in and it was all these different truckers through the states and shit. And they're like, I was driving across Kentucky and I saw this thing, this shape up in the sky. And you're like, what the fuck? It was just so stupid.
It was a cylinder and it had these two long wings on the side of it. It was crazy.
Well, yeah, I've been watching that Project Blue Book on History Channel, that show. It's all about like, it's probably going to be '40s and '50s. Mm-hmm. Of like all like the hidden, those classified files got released, you know, by the FBI.
Yeah.
So it's all about that stuff. It's pretty cool.
I mean, here's a funny thing. I think I convinced myself when I was younger, probably like my middle son's age, that not convinced myself, but I used to think to myself like I was in a movie. And like, you know what I mean? You ever have those thoughts? Or like, what if I'm a robot and there's a tiny man in my head and he's driving me around?
Could be.
I do believe that we have had contact with aliens. Like, I don't know. I part of me really buys into the whole Area 51 kind of, you know, thing. But like, when it comes to like Bigfoot and all that type of shit, it's like... If that shit were like, there's all these shows in like Discovery Channel. It's like Finding Bigfoot. Well, you know what? If you would have found the motherfucker, it would have been on like the nightly news, not like on some show that's like buried on Discovery Channel that hardly anybody is going to watch. You know what I mean? I don't know.
You should really not be watching Discovery Channel at 2 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Dude, it's funny. I very rarely watch like regular TV anymore or Discovery Channel. If I'm watching anything at that time, it's probably Treehouse Masters. Because honestly, what else does a grown man like me want besides a giant treehouse in my backyard? All right. Let's talk some video games, fellas, because we have a big show. And we have a lot to get to.
Fuck.
I'm going to skip this topic. We'll come back to that another time. Video games, guys. So this week, we had that Thorn Quest drop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hefty grind this week, I have to say. It
was fun, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kind of got us back in the crucible, back in the mood. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is like the first time ever in D2 where I kind of want to get on and play comp.
Did we? No, we got it last week, right? Was it last Friday?
Reset last week, so
yeah. So it's been
Tuesday.
Out.
Would have been.
Yeah, we talked about it
a week.
We talked about it last week, but I don't. Yeah, I don't think
a little bit
finished it until this week.
You guys finished it. Damn.
Yeah, I finished it last Thursday, I think.
So you haven't.
You're a Dregden.
I'm a Dregden. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how the other night. Was it last night we were playing with Racer and he was like, "Oh, I thought it was really cool. We had a Dredgen on our team. Did I look and saw it was you?" Cut to him dying immediately and me destroying everything.
Yes. Because
that's what a fucking Dredgen does.
That's right.
Okay.
And the best.
And the best around. Don't get it twisted. Baroque was there too. He didn't have his title on, but we all know he's a Dredgen.
I just got the quest for Malfeasance like 2 nights ago.
That's a good quest too.
I don't even know what that one is.
I don't remember.
But you had to get the meatball to spawn in.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Gambit. Speaking of, I can't find my last word quest. I don't know where it went. I think I finished it, but there's no like next step.
You gotta go find to Tyre Cairn, don't you?
I don't know.
No,
I can't find that.
You have to go to the
farm.
You have to go to the Drifter. Because if you lost it and you don't have it in your bounty area, then the Drifter will have it.
Not Thorn. I'm talking about Last Word.
Yeah.
He'll have
Last Word. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he also gave out the Last Word.
But Malfeasance is actually really good for the Thorn quest for when you get to that strike. Because a lot of it's all, well, there's a lot of yellow bars. And it will, I think it helps out greatly with the yellow bars that were in there.
Have you beat it? You have your Thorn?
Yeah, I've had it since Thursday. I came home and finished up. I had like a couple matches of Crucible left. And then I just went on the LFG on the Xbox, which I had never done before, actually. I was like, oh shit, this is pretty cool. There's a lot of people that want to do stuff.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's fantastic, man.
Yeah, I'd never used it. So met up with these two guys who were just, you know, typical 20-something dudes. Like video games and talk about stuff that I was like, you know, as Ben would say, I was picking my eyes up off the ground because I was rolling them so much they were falling out of my head. The best is when the one guy at the end, he's like, oh, you know what, we're gonna have to snipe here, let me get out my Tadera's gaze. And I was like, what? It's like, yeah, it really helps when I hit him with my Tadera's gaze. And I'm like, it's like Seinfeld, where it's like, Salsa? I don't know. Yeah, it was tough. And we got hung up on the part where we got hung up last night, Baroque, which is like, I mean, the end is rough. And there are never-ending thralls coming at you. It's not hard for Rocker, though. It's pretty easy and fun.
Well, but he's the best.
Well, yeah, he's the best around. But it was... it's not easy. I mean, it's like an old school D1 Nightfall. Like, that shit is hard.
I need a couple more Crucible kills, and then I'm ready for the strike.
Me too.
Yeah.
I was thinking
about finishing out the Crucible stuff tonight, and then maybe battling strike sometime.
Well, then let's hurry up and finish this show because it's already getting late for this guy. That's like I said. Let's hurry up and do this show.
Yeah.
We're not hurrying greatness. We're hurrying this show.
You know what else came out? What? I know one guy in this group has been grinding the shit out of it. Division 2.
He's been grinding it so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Love that kind, buddy. Yeah, that came out last Tuesday, early access, and then it came out Friday the 15th. That game is going to be a contender for Game of the Year, for sure.
Yeah.
It is fantastic, man. Like, there's depth to it. There's variety to it. Things that are repetitive don't feel repetitive yet. Anyways, I've put, like, close to 60 hours in. I still have the 3 strongholds to do. I still got... Oh my gosh, a lot of bounties, like 70% of the bounties yet to do. Still got 40% of the projects yet to do. Like, there's, and I haven't even unlocked the end game world yet, where it's taken over by a whole new faction. So,
dude, that's is there like matchmaking for the different activities you have to do?
You, or are those solo? The story missions you can match make, but you have to elect, like, you have to trigger it. As soon as you approach a mission, then you hold X or whatever to matchmake. But then there's actual in-game matchmaking as well, where you can go in and go to a safe house and matchmake. I've never used it, but everything is very well balanced as well. Like, all the weapons, whether you're using an SMG, a shotgun, rifle, marksman rifle, assault rifle, whatever, they're all viable options depending on your play style. Like, not one gun is, you know...
Yeah, like the best.
The best, and that's, you know, the meta, and everyone's going to use that gun, at least not in the early game. Like I said, I haven't even opened World Tier 1 yet, where,
so, you know, are you running around faction doing like,
takes over.
Doing, like, every extra little
everything.
Thing?
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I mean, like, hit, I mean, what was the top level in the first one? It was like 19? Was it 19 or no?
In the first game?
Was it 30? No, it was 30. 30. Right?
30. 30 is where you get to.
I felt like 30 came pretty quickly. Like, it wasn't 60 hours worth, that's for sure.
I hit 30 and I still had 2 main missions left to do before the 3 strongholds. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I've done, you know, there's control points, you know, 2, 3, 4 even. Yeah, in each section of the map. Where, you know, there's a faction, an enemy faction that has this control point. You go in, you take it over, then it becomes a friendly control point, and you can fast travel and do shit.
So
there's a ton of those to do.
So after you hit 30, there's like a kind of like a power level grind, right?
Or I don't know yet, to be honest, because I, mean, like, I haven't.
Like these, you know, does each like gun or weapon or piece of gear like have a number attached to it?
It's
or
like,
no?
It's just, yes, it's, there's
gear score. But again, I don't have that yet because I actually haven't finished.
I think it's gear score.
Gotcha. So from what I've seen, is the gear score is locked for world tiers.
It's gear score.
That's right.
Gear score. Gear so score. You can only go up so much, and then you have to do score. Strongholds, and then you can move up to the next one. And basically, a lot of your stuff therefore becomes not irrelevant, but it's not really, you know, you're not going to carry much of it over because it's a 330, and you're now in the 400s.
And that's your gear score.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
oh,
I will say one
gear
thing.
Score.
Yeah, I think that's yeah. I'm talking about the gear score.
That's one company and one game that learns. They took everything that they learned from the first game.
Yeah, they did.
And then just rolled it right over into the new game
and jacked it up to 11.
Like it,
that's awesome.
That's the thing that bothered me the most about Destiny.
Yeah,
is they built this entire game of what we wanted, and by like year 3, you know, they had some issues, but they added so much.
It was close. It was close to what you wanted.
And they just hit the reset button on Destiny 2. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, Division learned or looked at Destiny 2 and was like, let's do the complete opposite.
Yeah, basically.
And to be honest, that's exactly what they did.
How how's Washington as opposed to like New York?
Oh, man, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It feels like a true sequel. Like I was saying last week on the show, was it feels like a true sequel. And I'm not bashing Destiny. Destiny 2, to me, at launch, felt like DLC.
Yeah, I mean,
The Red War felt like
DLC. That's no secret that it sucked for a year.
But this feels like a true sequel to its predecessor. I don't know. It's people have been saying that, oh, there's not much story to it, whatever. Well, there isn't much story to it.
Yeah.
In Division 1, we learned there was a giant outbreak. You know, we found out who did it. We found out what was happening. the world is fucked. Now, you know, we hooked up New York with, you know, better systems and helped them out of what happened. And now we're in Washington helping them, you know, regain control and stuff like that. So there, I don't know. I don't. The story that there is fine. You're finding out more of the actual lore of the factions and the universe that's happening.
That's cool. Yeah, I may end up picking it up sooner than I thought I would because, I mean, even though, guys, I'm going to, can I be real with you?
Mm-hmm. No.
Please do.
Okay.
Or, yeah.
Even though I'm a Dredgen, I'm finding that this season is a little light. Now, I realize
a
that...
A little light in the content,
In the grand scheme of things, like, you know, whatever. It is what it is. It's still content. I haven't played through all of it. I haven't even done a Tier 2 Reckoning. But once I get high enough in my power level, which, you know, I feel like I'm getting there. It's a slow trickle, but, you know, it's still fun. I still love playing the game every week. I love Gambit Prime. Can't wait to play the new maps. The new map on Titan is fucking awesome. I love the circle thing. I started taking advantage of that last night when we were playing because I was running on the one that goes the same way, like, and, like, would fly in. Like, it's awesome. But I don't think it'll keep me as busy unless I start, like, working on the other characters and stuff like that. So I think I may end up picking up, like, The Division or something like that. And because I'm looking at these games, and, like, there's games I'm hanging on to because I'm like, I might play that. You know, I mean, you know what it's like. You have game, you keep games around because you might play that shit. I mean, how many fucking games does Gear Dad have that are still in the wrapper? Do you know what I mean? But, like, I've got a War and Spider-Man and Red Dead, although Red Dead I don't think I'd get rid of. Because it's like GTA. I just like having them around. I don't know. I don't think I'm play those games. I might just...
I'm going to be honest, this season, right now, as it seems kind of like the catch-up season. Like, oh, my characters were really low power. I've never really got to experience all of the Destiny because the power grind was hard. And now it's kind of like this season doesn't have
100%.
A giant raid or, a giant, you know, the things that you have to grind for to get to. It's kind of a, you know what, here's your season to get caught up. With everybody else.
Yeah. And you know what? And that's fine. I'm still going to play. Like I said, I still love playing.
It does feel like a lot of people have gotten their titles over the last 2-3 weeks since it came out. Everyone's like, okay, there's no raid to grind for, so let me work on getting my title, my Wayfinder, my Cursebreaker, my Dredgen.
I got mine last season when it counted.
Oh, yeah, you're kind of a big deal, though. Yeah. Not everyone's as
kind
good
of like,
as you.
Like you did, right?
Yeah, I also got mine last season when I counted,
you know.
But I like other people being able to join us and feel like they're on the same level.
Canuck, are you Wayfarer too?
No.
Did you? I've needed it for that.
No, I've needed the rocket launcher since like October.
All right. Because I remember you saying you were grinding for it. I didn't know if you ever got it because I know that Rob did. And Rob was grinding for it. And
45 Nightfalls. I got it on the 45th.
And Rocker was too.
Hey, Boost, do you have a title?
No, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too, buddy. High five.
Nips, broke. That's what people with titles say. Without titles say. You know what I'm saying? You know? Anyway, moving on. How's Apex? I still
play Apex. I love it.
Me too. It's fantastic.
I decided to like give myself because you know you get to a point where it's like I'm playing and I could, not that I'm like winning all that
shit,
often because I'm really
I
not
don't care about Apex. No, just kidding.
No, but I started doing like I'm gonna try and get all the achievements done and all I have to do is get a win. And 5,000 damage with Mirage, which I haven't unlocked yet, and hit level 50. And the only achievement I'll have left on that game is a gold helmet and gold armor at the same time.
Yeah, but, pretty much the same. Just those little goals you set for yourself, like the achievements. I need the one with one win with every character. I think I need a few more characters.
Battle Pass came out today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Today. And I've seen the new character. It's Octane. Not bad, but he definitely appeals to a lot of streamers because dude is it's kind of like Junkrat.
My name's Octane, and I'm about to turn it up to 11.
It's like a Spanish dude, and like he's all about speed. Like he had his little small ability is he injects himself and he runs faster, and it replenishes about every 2 seconds.
So well, Stim from Titanfall,
pretty racist.
Yes.
So. Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna buy the Battle Pass. I figure probably.
I will.
Why the hell not? I mean, for the amount that I play that game, it's worth it.
Yeah, no, they're doing it similar to the way they're doing the Battle Pass in Fortnite, where you can buy the Battle Pass for $9.50, uh-huh. or you can pay $25 and get the first 25 levels unlocked on your Battle Pass because it goes up to 100. But the difference is this one is 100% experience-based. There's no, like, go do this, go stand in this one spot, go pickaxe. It's just XP, right? It's just kill stuff, get XP.
I heard they were loot boxes, though. Is that true?
They have Apex packs. So even if you just play through it during the season, you can get five Apex packs. Versus, I think if you buy the actual Battle Pass, you know, you can get...
Say that five times fast.
A lot more.
Apex packs. No, can't do it.
Who gives a shit? Every game has these microtransactions now.
If it's not... Okay, if you want, if it doesn't... That's, you know,
I'm going to stir the pot.
Fantastically. I mean... Out of a lot of free games, it doesn't have that many bugs. It runs pretty good.
Oh, it's Respawn. It's fun. I didn't know how to make a game.
That's right. Let's keep it up, Respawn. I'm ready for that. Ready for that Star Wars game. Boy,
Vince. You know, me and Vince are tight.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So every tweet I tweet at him, he likes it. So you know, we're tight. You know.
I'm pretty sure that's
tight like a tiger.
Yeah. We're tight like tigers.
Toy like a tiger.
Toy like a tiger. Anthem. Nips, are you still playing Anthem?
A little bit. I'll pop in and run a mission or two, but Destiny's got its hooks back in me.
Did you get your recluse yet? Because
I am 8% away now. I need eight more wins or three in comp, but I don't want to go play comp at 2200 solo because I'm never going to get a win because I'm not that good. and I got carried to 2100 like champ, so I'm going to need to lose like 20 games to completely tank my score to get back into my actual skill bracket.
I could definitely appreciate that. Well, I think we all can now because I can't remember the last time I played comp, and then we started playing for the Thorn Bounty, and I think we were up as high as like 500 and then down to back to zero. Like it's rough. I can only imagine.
I know it's early in a new season, but last night when I was playing comp and I did go back to zero, mm-hmm. I was so fucking angry that I actually had to get off. I was like, I can't play this shit-ass game that I love anymore. It's so garbage. So frustrating.
That's funny. How about you, Kev? Are you still playing Anthem?
Yeah, I have about, I would say about like 50, 60 hours into it now.
I see you're almost at the Masterwork Ranger.
Yeah, I need two more components to get Masterwork Ranger. And then after that, you get legendaries. So then I'll go for a legendary. But I got this badass Masterwork Sniper today, Something of Tarsus.
Yeah. This thing is awesome.
This thing's awesome. It basically, it's like a charge rifle, but it's a sniper. And anything you hit, it just explodes.
Yeah, I heard about that one. Is it called of Tarsus?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
It's the upgraded version of Devastator.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like Icebreaker almost. Just everything explodes. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's so good.
So I've been playing with that, and then this little Masterwork machine pistol I have, which is awesome too. And nail headshots with that thing. Oh, so sexy.
I guess you could say these guns that you master really work.
I had a lot of fun with Anthem. That's another game, like...
Uh...
I ended up dropping like 80 hours into that because my back went out and all I could do was lay in bed. So,
yeah,
those are some of the masterwork weapons are super fun, man. Like I had one rifle that was, you know, 33% chance of electric damage. So it's like these guys are getting hit by lightning bolts every, you know, 2 seconds. It's fantastic.
That's pretty awesome.
It's a
little Zalo Supercell action. Bring that shit back. Oh my gosh.
It should be an epic.
What if that's the fucking one we're getting? I'm sure it's not, but it would be amazing. Can we just come back? This is the part of the show where we all go back into our Destiny year one dim and talk
about the best guns.
All the best guns.
Because, I mean, I definitely see the problems with Anthem. You know, there really isn't a lot to do. Kind of like what Nips was saying. You just kind of hop on for like an hour. You play a few missions. You do a couple legendary contracts, and you get off. You get your loot, and you get off. But it's kind of like it's the perfect looter shooter for the casual player right now. I think like if you play like an hour or two a day, and that's all you, and like a few hours a week. It's like the perfect game, to be honest with you.
It was super fun, man. The gameplay in that was, genuinely enjoyable, flying around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Now you got me, like, wanting to see how much I can get in for some of these games so I can go get the Division.
If you get it, let me know, because I'll pick it up.
Because I know Racer and Law Dog are
they're grinding away.
Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling if we get it, then Baroque will get it, and then Stu will get it, and Rocker will get it.
I think,
and then none of us will play it, and then we'll just all play Destiny.
I have honestly been considering Division 2 for a while.
All right.
It looks, I know a great clan you could join.
But you know, I did start playing Spider-Man.
Bats this as week. A clan?
Oh.
That was cool. I don't know. It was either Bads or Potato Thumbs. all right.
There's only one member of Potato Thumbs who plays a game other than Destiny. And I'm not going to be a clan by myself.
Yeah. guys, I have, you know what? Let's do this real quick. So switching gears here, our good buddy Scumdeath has left us another message for Scumdeath's Corner. Should we get into it?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
I think you are.
All right.
Roy Row. Whoops, not that one.
Yeah.
Damn it. Fuck.
Is that performing like his kung fu move?
That was going to say. Well, we might as well get into this now. No, I was. Because we were laughing about this last night. I was like crying thinking. Because I don't know. Like in our chat, we've been talking, and I guess online we've been talking a lot about I Love You Man and just how awkward like Paul Rudd is and how awesome. God. It's like, all right, see you later, Jobin. Later's on the men, Jay. But like the fucking, I don't know, the one guy in the gym cracks me up. So I was gonna talk about our Discord competition that's coming up. Starts this Friday. And man, have I been packing on the pounds, getting ready for the comp. Yeah. I was like, the other day, I was like, man, I lost, like, when I was doing that keto, I lost like close to like 13 pounds. And then I had two trips in a row for work, and both of them were like trips where, like, you know, bosses were taking us out to like huge dinners every night. I'm like, fuck. And then that just rolled into me coming home and having huge dinners every night. I was like, all right, well, I'll just chalk this one up as a loss, and the new comp will be starting pretty soon. But anyway, yes, Distinguished Gentleman, Potato Thumbs, and joining the ranks this time, the Barely a Destiny show group, we are doing our Feel Fee. I don't know what the fucking rest of the name is. Anyway, basically, join our Discord. Join our Discord, and then let's lose some weight, all right? Because Nips over there, Nips and Fluffy are just fucking, they're going ham. Fluffy, I think he's going to start to plateau.
He did just, he's in Colorado right now. I think I got a contact high off of the pictures he shared. So
they were all of pizza, right?
You're in contact high on pizza.
Oh, you see a pair of hands doing a peace sign and just smoke.
So he's also, I will say, running up the numbers before the next one starts. It's going to be fun. I think the guys from Gaming Adventure Club are going to get involved too.
Sweet. Well,
it'll be fun to see how much weight we can lose since we lost so much last time.
Yeah, we encourage everybody to get into the Discord. You could find the link to our Discord at dadtalespodcast.com. Get in there, find the sexy Discord challenge channel, and join up. And let's all get fucking ripped together. You know what I mean? Let's just get sexy. We're all sharing naked pictures all the time. It's amazing. So
there's balls everywhere.
Yeah, there's just fucking balls everywhere on reflections on people's scales. It's amazing. So that's the reason why I got this clip, because I just want a little encouragement for everybody and just want to let you know, just just give it everything you got. You know what I mean? But, I mean, that's going to be our motto for this, you know, for this whole season. So just just give it everything you got, guys. Okay. All right. Back to our Scum Death thing. Here it is right here. Scum Death's Corner. Hey, Scum Death, thanks again for sending us another message. We love this. Got some great feedback on it. And here he is.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Scum Death's Corner. The other day, I went for a wee, and after I lifted the toilet seat, I noticed a massive skid mark in the bowl. It's obviously kid shit, so I'm not touching it. So I had a moment of clarity. It looked to be not that old, so the only thing I could do was to piss it off, which I achieved with outstanding results. Is this something you guys do, or do you just put the lid back down and pretend you didn't see it? Thanks, guys, and goodbye.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, of course that's what I do. I'm not an animal. I
definitely pee it off. Oh, yeah.
I mean, what's the point of standing to piss if you can't have little mini games while you're doing it? Yeah.
Like a side quest.
You piss. You try and get as much off as you can with the piss, and then you give it the flush, and then if there's still skid mark, I mean, I live here. I don't care if it's my shit or my kid's shit. I'm going to try and scrub it off. I don't want anybody else to have to see that. You know?
No, I come back later for double XP.
It is pretty fun.
It's like a daily reset. Oh, it's back. All right.
I just want to bring something up from last week. Now that Nips is here, just to tell you in person that it made me laugh so much, your comment to Laz on Twitter where he is talking. Like, I hope you noticed that was our alternate title for the episode last week. I'm just going to read the tweet. I know we already talked about it, but it's too funny not to mention again. It's our good buddy Laz Rich says, "Hey, YouTube, why the F did we just see a commercial for the horror movie Us, which I couldn't skip past before watching a video from the kids' movie Sing? I don't understand social media algorithms, but holy hell, this is messed up." And Nips just writes, "Us does look really good, though." Every time I thought about that, it made me laugh. God, dude, you are so fucking funny.
The joys of not having kids. I don't have to worry about ruining their days. They're not keeping up at night with nightmares.
So actually, ruining a kid's day, that reminds me. Last week, I don't remember what night it was, but my mother, she called us as I was putting my daughter to bed. And, you know, I answered the phone and whatever. She talks to Nana. And at the end, my mother says, "Good night. Don't let the bed bugs bite." Oh, and they hang up the phone. Well, my kid looks at me and she says, "Daddy, what's bed bugs?" So without missing a beat, I told her it's a bug that's in the shape of a bed, right? And she looks at me. She's like, "For real?" She's still at this age where she's like, she's going to believe what I tell her. I'm like, "Oh, yeah, for real. But the real problem is bunk bed bugs." And she kind of looked at me like, "All right." So she goes to sleep. She woke up at like 5 in the morning. She had a nightmare about bedbugs.
Oh my god, Jesus. So funny.
Yeah, I totally messed her up.
I almost had a nightmare about bedbugs after this fucking hotel I was staying at in Staten Island last night.
Did they have bunk bedbugs, though?
No, they didn't have bunk beds.
Those are a real problem.
Bedbugs. You know what? I was trying to figure out why my room was so weird all night, and then it occurred to me, I was like, oh, I'm in a handy, capable room. And I was like, why the fuck is, everything, on the same... I don't know. It threw me off. I had a quick comment about Scum Death. Absolutely. Thank you so much for sending that in. Amazing as usual. Outstanding work. But this account I was working at, they have actually have a really, really big bathroom and multiple urinals, probably four urinals together. But the dividers for the urinals were really tight, against the urinal. So when you would go to pee, it was like it was hugging you. It was really tight in there. And I have to say, I kind of enjoyed it. It felt really secure to just stand there, as opposed to when I, stopped at the Molly Pitcher rest stop on the way home, where it's just these fucking urinals jutting out of the wall with no dividers. And it's just straight dongs as far as you can see from every trucker that's on the New Jersey Turnpike. But it was just, I don't know, it was nice. It was cozy.
Have you guys ever taken a long trip on a bus? Like a bus that has a washroom on it?
No.
Oh, God.
You know what?
I don't even use the bathroom on planes. I can't do it.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what, though? It's just kind of similar to what you were saying, how it's kind of tight a little bit.
Like a tiger.
I remember on this fucking bus, you could lean back against the wall while you were pissing. It was that close. So you didn't even have to stand. You could just kind of lean lazily and do this casual. It was like a casual piss you could do, You're just kind of relaxing, taking a piss.
Nothing like a cash. A cash pee.
I've never been on a bus where there isn't at least one person, and it's always the first person to use the bathroom, who doesn't respect the rules of man.
Oh, no.
And it's just come on, we're 2 minutes into this bus ride. Why the hell are you shitting? Come on.
That would be my
You're a monster.
That'd be my youngest son. And he shits for a half an hour. I want to go on a bus like they had in Goon, where it was just a fucking hole in the middle of the floor in the back, and they're all just pissing in it onto the road.
Thank you so much for recommending that movie, because that's amazing.
Dude, that movie's so... I still want to watch the second one. I think the second one is on Netflix, but I haven't seen it yet.
It's super fantastic.
Is it? Okay,
really,
cool.
Yeah, it's really good.
Guys, I have a new game. This is the one that I teased 2 episodes ago, but never got around to.
I'm excited.
It's a very short game. It's called There Can Be Only One. Fuck, that was a
great, that's why I'm
that's
here.
A really good impression. I'm pretty proud of that.
I'm the only McLeod here. It's me. I'm the
winner right.
by default.
By the Clan McLeod. So this is called There Can Be Only One. I'm going to give you 4 choices, and you have to only pick one. The other 3 don't exist anymore. You're going, let's just say, it's like a desert island scenario. You can only take one of these with you. Okay. And every time we do this, it'll be something different. This week, it's classic video games. There can be only one. Here are your choices. Miss Pac-Man, because fuck regular Pac-Man, right? Tetris, Zelda, and Mario.
Which Mario?
Super Mario Brothers. Mario. And Luigi.
Well, I mean, because there's Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers. Sorry.
All right.
All right. Nips, let's start with you.
On the fear of driving myself insane, I'm still going to pick Tetris because at least it's different every time. Miss Pac-Man would be my other choice, but after you figure out how stuff moves on that, it's going to be repetitive. So if I'm only going to play one more ever, it'll be Tetris, and then every night when I go to bed, the Tetris pieces will still fall on the back of my eyelids, and I'll drive myself slowly insane, but it's worth it.
All right.
Good answer. Canuck. That was a good answer. Zelda, because I've never played it.
Oh! What, the OG?
I think I played like 20 minutes of Twilight Princess or Princes or whatever it was called. Okay. And that's as far as my Zelda experiences go.
Fun fact.
Okay, go ahead.
I have never played a Zelda game either.
So, I mean, I don't think I've played a modern Zelda, but Zelda 1 and Zelda 2, those were like back in the day, I kind of think they form part of like my core gaming experience. The first Zelda at the time, like this open world, you can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes. It blew my fucking mind as a kid. Like the game came with this map, this Jesus, big fold out map. Oh, it was amazing. My dick and Zelda 1. But
it was amazing? What happened?
I haven't seen it in a while. My wife
Everybody
is really
says
pregnant.
Stu's dick you is didn't know? Zelda 1 of the dick world.
It looks really bad by today's standards, but it used to be a lot of fun.
It's all pixelated. All right.
I would also take Tetris.
Okay.
Because, you know, replayability though.
I also would take Tetris. Nope.
I will still play Zelda to this day.
So you,
even though I played it at
some time. So is that your pick for Oak Zelda?
I would take Zelda.
Alright.
Okay, I do have a question. If you're trapped on a desert island and all you have is one of these video games and you're stuck with Mrs. Pac-Man, how many days before you start thinking Ms. Pac-Man looks good?
Zero.
That's what I'm already thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. That pink bow. Oof.
All right, Boost, what about you, bud?
Kind of on the same, like what you guys were saying about, like, the game is never really the same. I'm going to go with Ms. Pac-Man. I think you could really get some good hours out of that.
Okay, yeah. Cool. All right, awesome.
Insane. Wait, watching the 20-minute... The chase cut after Act 2. You could cut that in half and it still get the point across.
All right. What'd you guys think? You like that game? Should we make it a regular
yeah.
thing?
Yeah.
You try it.
All right. Who yeah, gives a nice. Shit what you think? Because I'm going to do it anyway. I also have a special surprise for you guys.
Oh, God. That can't be good.
I'm bringing back a classic segment.
Okay.
And I'm bringing it back tonight.
Oh, boy.
Guys, it's time for Distinguished Gentleman's Choice.
Okay.
If you are a new listener to the show, where the fuck have you been all this time? I mean, like, what honestly, the hell are you doing, right? Man? But thanks for being here. So in our previous incarnation, we had a segment called Guardian's Choice. And so what this is I will give these fine gentlemen, I'll give them two choices. There is a secret third choice. I'm going to give them two scenarios, and then they'll have to pick one of the scenarios. And it's law from then on. Not really, okay. But basically they'll just have to pick between these two things. Okay. Are you ready, gentlemen?
Ready.
For the first ever Distinguished Gentleman's Choice. Number one, you can never masturbate again, but you're always the perfect temperature. You're never uncomfortable. Now here's a small caveat. You can masturbate once a month, but you have to use ghost pepper hot sauce as lubrication. Choice is yours.
Wow.
Choice number two. You never have to pay for gas ever again. But you can only drink French onion soup.
What's your deal with French onion soup?
it's kind of our thing.
I can't bring this back and not mention French onion soup. Plus, it's Justin, fucking delicious, right, everybody? Like, let's get on board.
I mean, I'm not seeing the downside of choice number two here.
Okay.
I get free gas and French onion soup.
But it's all you can drink. Everybody's hanging out the fucking at a barbecue. You're going to Blue Jays game. Everybody's having a nice beer, and you're sitting
there. Pass me a cup of French onion soup.
Yeah, pass me a cup of French onion soup. It's got that hot cheese on top.
Mmm.
Nice.
A little piece of bread in there.
That's a lot of sodium in your life.
Some croutons.
Well, I think I'm still going to take choice number two because my car takes premium gas, and that shit's expensive.
I'm gonna ask you this question when your wife isn't 8 months
pregnant. Hashtag humble brag.
What's that? Who's humble bragging? What happened?
Stu, he said his car only takes premium gasoline.
Oh.
91 octane minimum.
Humble brag.
All right, Stu's picking choice number two. Remember, gentlemen, there's still a third choice.
Well, hang on. I'm just thinking about this. Hang on.
Okay.
Rewind, because choice number one, like, you know, when you get older in life, there's going to be a lot less masturbation and a lot more temperature control issues. So it's kind of like, do I want to kind of set myself up in the future for when I'm a senior citizen? You know, everybody else is like cold, wearing sweaters. I'm walking around like, guys, I haven't jerked off in 50 years and I am good. I'm perfect temperature right
now. I don't know, though. I mean, like, I don't know. It seems like right now, like, we're spoiled, right, when it comes to, like, masturbating. Because, like, I can get the job done pretty quick. You know what I mean? But I imagine, like, when you're older, you're, like,
process.
You don't have, like, you know, you don't have the grip strength anymore. You know what I mean?
I don't have that problem.
Yeah, well, you don't have that problem because you're fucking 34 years old. I don't know how old the fuck you are, Boos, but you don't have that problem because you're a young man. You're not like 85 years old where you could like barely hold a cup of coffee, let alone your dick.
You think Jack Palance had a hard time at the end of his life?
I don't think so. A fleshlight, man.
Yeah, that's just true. Well, that's different. All right. Okay, guys. I think you've all had it. All right, floor's... No, I'm not... Well, floor's open for questions because no one's asked any.
You know what? They're closed.
All right, floor's closed for questions.
Fuck.
All right, what'll it be?
I'm going to go with choice number two. I'll take some free gas.
Yeah, man.
And drink some French onion soup.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Even though gas is pretty cheap in Texas.
Humble brag.
America.
I think I'm going to go with choice number two as well, although Canuck makes a good point about the sodium and French onion soup, so maybe my free gas will be for like 2 years until I have a massive stroke. But
you guys are ignoring choice number three completely.
I don't trust choice number three. Choice number three is never a good choice, so
no.
I'm taking two.
It's always like a lose-lose situation.
Completely the devil,
you know.
All right. Canuck, what about you, buddy?
Easy. Choice one.
Okay.
I'm so pissed off in the summer that I just want to kill everybody. Like, I'm not a small dude, and I, like, it's, like, 17 in this room right now, and I'm fucking sweating, and I'm fucking, like, getting really, like, guys, I want to hang up and go fucking outside.
Guys, have you considered rubbing one out to release the tension?
Fuck, I don't care about that shit.
Guys, you can't see it, but Canuck is sweating. He's like literally wiping himself down with a towel, and I could see his breath on screen. It's crazy.
It's worth noting that when he said it's 17 in this room, he's talking Celsius. He's not talking Fahrenheit. Okay,
17 in Fahrenheit.
It's like 62, 63.
In logical temperature measurement.
All right, Baroque.
65. That's like
so.
That's sexy weather.
The free gas is tempting because then I could just buy whatever the hell I want for a vehicle and I don't have to care. Like, I can drive a giant monster truck that gets 2 miles to the gallon. You know, what the hell do I care? I'm getting gas for free. But drinking French onion soup only will probably kill me within a year, so can't go there. Number one is extremely tempting, but I don't know if I want to go with number three because three has screwed me over multiple times. Like, your fingers are now tentacles.
Trace, you know you want it.
And your butt leaks French onion soup and gas continually. You know, like, you come up with stuff like that every time. But I'm going to stick with tradition, and I'm going to go with secret answer number three.
All right. Brooke, come on down. Although, yeah, I am very sorry, Brooke. So what we have here, we have, you get one massage a week. Pretty sweet deal. At your local Massage Envy or whatever you want to go to. But you always have a little piece of poop hanging out of your butt. So there's that.
What? That's like an itchy asshole nightmare.
Yeah.
So what if he like sits down
like and I don't, dog, like, I don't mean like I don't mean like
the carpet like
I don't mean like a nugget. I mean just like a little, like, it's just, it's really bugging. It's the kind where you're like in the middle of a conversation with somebody, like, I'll be right back, because you have to go to the bathroom and wipe your butt. Not that I know. I mean, friend told me. Anyway. All right. Great job, guys. You guys did amazing with this. All right. Let's
like a shark. I always gamble and lose.
did you pick one, Justin?
You know what? It's neither here nor there. which one would I pick? I love French onion soup, so.
Okay.
I'm going with that one.
Easy.
Easy choice for me. All righty. Let's get to some podcast questions, bros.
Hey, real quick, before we get to the questions, can I tell you guys a story this week?
Yeah. Are we learning anything, or is this news, or?
No, this is neither of those things. This is just a really funny story.
Okay.
So last week, my daughter was off school, March break here. I don't know, spring break down there, I guess you guys call it. So I took the week off of work, you know, to hang out with her and save some money by not having to pay for daycare.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And one of the days, my wife works from home, and I was like, you know what? Let's go to McDonald's for lunch. So we go to McDonald's for lunch. My wife and daughter go sit down at the table, and I'm waiting in line for our food. In front of me, there's this old couple. And I mean like old, like in their late 70s, early 80s. And they do their old couple thing. They buy their coffees and their muffins, and they go sit down at a table right next to ours. But before they do that, while they're in line, these two old people start talking to this lady. I don't know, let's call her Janet, whatever the fuck her name actually was. They're like, hey, Janet, how's it going? And they're all friendly, blah, 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 blah. I'm not paying really too much attention. I'm just on my phone. So later, we're eating. We sit down. We start eating. And keep in mind, my wife is right now 8 months pregnant, and she has not been having a good time of this, and she was not having a good time that afternoon. She was already, like, not feeling well. So we're sitting there, and the old couple's sitting right next to us, and these two girls walk by, and they might have been, like, 13, 14, and the old man, he goes, hey, girls, how you doing? And the two girls kind of give him this side eye, and the way that he said it was really kind of, like, a little bit creepy.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's face contorted into this, like, I'm going to fucking kill this old man right here for what he said to those girls. Meanwhile, Janet's with these two girls, and she's like, waving at this guy, but my wife doesn't notice that. She's just giving this old man the death stare, and I'm trying to tell her, like, listen, relax. They know this lady here. And they're like, yeah, but. She was going to fucking kill this old man. I had to talk her down off a ledge. It was something, man. Anyway, that's it.
That's funny. All right. Questions. That's what we're going to do. All right. Okay. First off, who is harder and more manly, rugby players or American football players? Rugby players don't need helmets or shoulder pads. Love the show. Your show is like a smattering of love over my testicles. That's from Scumdeath. Who's more manly? Oh, shit.
Rugby?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, rugby players are pretty fucking tough.
Rugby fans are always busy telling you how manly rugby players are.
Yeah.
It's usually a good sign.
I don't know.
Sports.
I got a special one for you, Baruch, coming up.
I don't know. Sure, rugby. They wear less pads. I guess the higher likelihood of CTE determines your manliness. So let's go with rugby.
Geardad has a follow-up. It says, who's softer, European soccer players or NBA players?
I'm just going to ask, have you ever seen an NBA fight? They are the worst thing you've ever seen in your life. It's just these arms flailing everywhere. Nobody connects a punch, ever.
There's a whole lot of...
Those are both better. I've seen enough clips from either side that just make you laugh. And it's like, damn, I could do that.
I do enjoy the Chuck Norris video.
Oh, my God. It's so
where
amazing.
He's sniping from the top of the stadium. soccer players just falling down out of nowhere.
There's so many of those with him, man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can watch that shit for hours.
Remember my little puppy?
Oh, my God. What a fucking good-looking dog.
Oh, that's a little
what
anymore,
a good
though.
Puppy.
She's a good girl.
What a good puppy.
She's a really good girl. Sorry, I didn't mean to distract the show, but she just woke up, and she's getting big. We're thinking about getting a golden retriever. Not right now, but we're thinking about it. All right, moving on. We got a lot of questions. Got a lot of content to get through here, guys. All right. Meef says, not counting going up against a stacked team in comp, what's the most rage-inducing thing you've encountered in gaming? Doesn't have to be in D2.
Gambit.
Recent memory.
Oh, I'm sorry.
By the way, our Canuck Show Gambit League is starting pretty soon. I don't know. I can't remember.
In general, Call of Duty.
Rage-inducing.
Call of Duty multiplayer, rage-inducing. Every time. Doesn't matter what game it is. They're all the same.
I spent a week grinding Gambit before Gambit Prime last season solo. I don't think I've ever been, or I haven't been that pissed in a long time. Because it's amazing how many people do not understand how the hell to play that game mode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, they're up to, you know, 90 motes, and we have 2.
I'm trying to think, like, the typical, like, how did that guy shoot me from there? Like, I don't think that's, like, rage-inducing, or, like, you know, that gun doesn't do it when I use that.
It's rage-inducing in Call of Duty.
Maybe if I had to say something that, like, I remember being frustrated with was Modern Warfare, which was the Modern Warfare where... The prologue at the end, sorry, the epilogue at the end of the game was like,
two.
We're on that plane.
Modern Warfare 2, Mission is that the one Hijacked. The
plane? Yes. And I doing have, that on veteran difficulty?
No, Hijacked was on the first one.
Yeah, that was the first one.
I think it was the first
Mile
one.
Mile High Club was the first one.
Yeah. Mile High Club was the first
one. Whatever the hell it was the one where you're on the plane.
COD 4, yeah. COD 4.
Because doing that on veteran,
yep.
It was like... I just remember that it was like muscle memory, you know, like it almost got to the point that I would close my eyes and I would be able to do like the first 3/4 of it. You know, I'd done it so many fucking times and just couldn't get it for that achievement where you have to do it under a certain amount of time.
Yeah, I have the achievement for that, too.
I had it on another friggin' gamer tag that got banned.
Like, that's one of those things. People are like, oh, that's not even the hardest achievement to get. And then they like pull stuff like, you can't even get this achievement anymore because they took down the servers. And it's like, then that's not the same thing. This achievement takes way too much work. Like, it takes like a month of solid playing that one mission to get it.
I got a question.
Like, first time they did it, oh, I got it. It's like, no. You spent months trying to figure out how the hell to dodge this flashbang. How to jump shoot that guy.
Do you guys, I think, did we actually maybe ages ago talk about this? If we had like one particular achievement that we're really proud of? Or a trophy if you're a PlayStation player?
I think at the time I was really proud of when we completed King's Fall. Because there wasn't that many people that had done it. I mean, it was like a very... It was a really...
You talked about
it
very early on.
Yeah, there was a small fraction of the player base that had actually completed King's Fall. And it was like that for a while, I think.
It's like Flawless Raider. I think we're still... Like, there's not a lot of people who have completed that achievement, and we've done it.
It's like...
I was going to say, just doing the whole... I've never fully... 100%
completed a guy.
I never like fully 100% a game before Destiny 1, so that was a cool achievement in general.
Yeah, same here.
I've actually done it for Call of Duty Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2. I've actually 100% both of those.
Halo 3, there was an achievement: get an overkill in a free for all match, and there's only five players in a free-for-all match. So, and I got that on like my first or second game. I picked up, it was the gravity hammer, and it was a new weapon at the time. And I remember standing in this doorway and they just kept walking in. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Bong, bong, bong. Achievement pops up. Like, nice.
Nice.
Actually, the seal the deal, getting a seal...
That's still very low for
it's 0.72% of people actually have a title.
If you go through all the Destiny 2 ones, hasn't popped up
for me yet.
Most of them are really low.
So right now, I mean, I really only need, I mean, that achievement hasn't popped up yet. It's still saying locked, but the only other one I need is the Prestige to do Prestige Leviathan, and that's it. And then I will be back to 100% in Destiny 2.
I need 10 exotics, apparently, which I have like 12.
That one takes forever to pop. Like, you have to do the thing where you log out of your profile and log back in, and usually they pop. That one didn't pop for me, and I had like everything for the hunter. It's like, how do I not have 10? I have all this stuff.
Mm. Yeah. Weird. All right. I forget what we were talking about, but let's give me another question. Let's see. Gear Dad wants to know, what's the weirdest food you've ever served at a party?
Served or been served?
You're assuming I have parties, sir. And I do not.
Yeah, I'm antisocial. I don't have people over.
Let's say, how about been served at a party? Because we've gone to parties, right?
No.
We went to this, it was this friend of my wife's, this Russian couple that was getting married. And I think it was like an engagement party or something. And at one point, they love their pickled stuff. The Russians, they do, the Eastern Europeans. Mm-hmm. And there was pickled watermelon on the table.
I've seen that before.
Fucking vile. I tried it because I'm a grown-ass adult and I'm not going to just, you know, ew. But as soon as I tried it, I went, ew, because it's fucking gross, man. I love watermelon. I love pickles. But pickled watermelon? No. Give me a glass of French onion soup any day. It
doesn't sound very good. No,
it's not good. It
doesn't sound great.
Trying to think of like if I had been served any weird food, but every fucking party I go to around town here for anything, I mean, it's usually all the same people and everybody brings all the same fucking dips to every single thing. It's like, you know, at the Super Bowl party, I was looking at the table and everything there was a variation of buffalo wings. It was like buffalo dip bread, buffalo dip, buffalo wings, like buffalo dip ice cream. I don't fucking know. It was just like
buffalo dicks.
Five things. It was all buffalo stuff. It's all usually pretty tame. So,
I'd say Rocky Mountain oysters. It's probably the most.
I have not.
You've been served that at a part. Well, you know, it's the Midwest. What are you gonna do, right?
Yeah. Not be rude, I guess. And just
of course you wouldn't.
Yeah, no, it's
pause.
Hold on. I'm starting back again now. Something happened. I actually missed you saying jumping on those balls because my computer shut down. And it came back up. I think
that fucking sucks, I guess, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just, I think we just missed out on talking about you wanting to chomp on those balls. You can say it again if you want.
I sure could.
All right. what I was going to say is in the in that TV show that that Canuck and Jay are watching, or watch, I should say, the one with Ewan McGregor.
Long Way Round.
What is it? Is it when they're in Tibet, Canuck? That they serve
Mongolia.
It's Mongolia, yeah. They go in with all these, you know, all these locals, and they just got this big fucking pot just filled with like a million sheep balls in there, and like the
fresh
kids
this morning,
yeah, the kids are like slurping them up and shit like that, and meanwhile they're like
chomping on them like they're fucking candy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I didn't say I think I could eat one, but I would try one at least, you know.
All right, next question. RNG Gator asks, how hard was it to work with Fluffy Fingers MD last week on the podcast? You know what? It was really hard. I mean, honestly, the podcast was like 5 hours long. I realized we edited it down to like 2 hours, but it was the majority of it was A, talking about Miatas, B,
the fucking guy went on for 45 minutes beer. About his Miata.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
About like fresh powder. That was a good 2 hours and, you know, like 5 minutes of all about fresh, you know, powder. I don't know how you do it every week, Rob.
Yeah. Honestly. Well, I'm sort of not talking to him right now because earlier today he messaged me that he hadn't gotten around to editing the podcast because he was too busy shredding the gnar. So I told him we were done talking for a little while and he just needed to cool off before we could actually continue discussing
shredding
anything.
The gnar. Oh my god, that's so funny.
You know, it was really hard when he was on the show because he's a good looking guy.
Yeah, it's hard to keep your hands off your genitals when you're looking at his picture on there, and you know, obviously you're Skyping with
him. I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about like we were talking about the, you know, like the lose weight challenge and stuff. So yeah, he lost a lot of weight. Looks good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
He's been shredding the gnar.
His totes been shredding the gnar. All right.
My dude.
You know what? I have a... speaking of bones, I got a bone to pick with Gear Dad. He said something last week on the show that really offended me.
Okay.
He said
that's
something
we aim to do.
He said something on the show that I think is controversial, that I think, you know, really, really speaks about our show and something that obviously is not true about us, about Boost, about Baroque, about Stu, and about myself. A Dredgeden. And this is what he said.
Distinguished gentleman pulled out.
Obviously, we don't.
I mean,
I'll play it again.
I got
distinguished gentleman pulled out.
No, we don't pull out. I think that is very evident from the two newest babies that we're having, have had, and are having.
I have three.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to take Jay to task here. I'm just saying, Jay. You know, we don't pull out.
I was actually planning what stupid car I was going to buy myself when I turned 40. And then we found out we were having a second kid. I'm not even kidding you.
Yeah, like isn't that great?
A week before that, I was building out cars and like, oh yeah, I got this many months to save and here's what it's going to be. And then my wife is like, yo, we got a fucking problem over here. And and I'm really excited and I can't wait to meet my new daughter and it's going to be great.
Stu, I'm in the same boat. I was thinking like, oh, we get to go on these big family vacations because, you know, we're just this thing. And then, oh, honey, by the way.
I was building out a Volvo XC60. Man, that thing
was nice.
Oh, my gosh.
So man, nice. I build out cars like every night before bed, dude.
Yeah. It's a fun thing to do. It's I'm addictive. Assuming that all dudes do it, right? I mean, like it's most fun. Guys do it.
Right, if I had like 80 grand, what could I build in the, from this? And like you build the car, and it's like, yeah, I'd look dead sexy in that. Just
fuck.
Doug DeMauro did this video of the new BMW X7, which is the new three row.
Yeah.
The biggest one. Mm-hmm. And he's saying that the front end, the grill is like controversial because it's such like, you know, the kidney bean grill is so big. I think it looks awesome. But he spent like 20 minutes going through this truck. And it, god damn, that's a nice fucking car. There's ambulant.
Yeah, is there ambulances?
There is. It's just ambient LED lights all through the car. And you could change it to whatever color you want. But whatever color it is, if it's blue, when you open your door, it flashes red. So whoever is coming, like, you know, if a car is driving down the road, they could see it flash red. And it's just, I mean, there's so many fucking
sweet. My only problem with doing that is like you do that and all of a sudden all your ads on like the internet are like, this dealership is having a sale. It's like, I don't actually have money.
Yeah, I'm not getting a new
Google,
car.
Google, I don't so. Have I like the to money do it to buy
fun.
This.
Yeah. I got my Super is all ready to go. It's in, I have it saved. White, black interior, some red trim.
Oh.
Yeah, they're nice. That's man.
I'm hot. Ready to go.
That's pretty
just
hot.
Just waiting for it to be released.
There you go.
Then I'm going to keep dreaming.
Yeah, exactly.
And my wife is going to tell me, nope.
It's not that bad. It's only like $49,000.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Get a Tesla for that.
Next question.
I'd rather have a Supra.
This is from our very own Admiral Nips. He says, your family disappears for 4 days and you're left on your own with no commitments. What do you do? Whew, boy.
I fly down to Wisconsin. I fly down to Wisconsin and go hang out with Admiral Nips.
You know what? That's
Fluffy, right. Fluffy gave me your address. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
He gave a lot of people his address. You know what? That's not bad. If it's at you know, if it's in the summer during the beer fest, that would be awesome.
No, I like to see a little bit of home. So I'm going to go in the dead of winter when it's disgustingly freezing.
Be kind of fun, like if we had like 4 days of no worries, we're by ourselves, we can do whatever we want, just have a big ass like meetup of everybody.
Yeah, that would be
from cool. All the podcasts.
I you know, the Powerball is up to 550 million, and when that happens, I you know, you always start to daydream, and I have a lot of hours in the car, and it always kind of goes back to, you know, having like a meetup with everybody, you know what I mean? Like, here's a fucking plane ticket. Let's go to Vegas. Let's go to fucking, I don't know,
yeah.
Harry Potter world. I don't give a shit where we go. I don't know. It'd be awesome.
No, what are you talking about? We're going to go take over Legoland. Screw all them little kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just 50 drunk dudes all going around like, I'm going there.
Don't clip that, Justin, please.
Okay.
Don't clip that.
All right. We got a lot of questions to get through here. Okay. We might have to rapid fire these. Okay, next up, Laz. If you could take a road trip anywhere in North America, where would you go and who would you go with? I would go with my family, and I would go to the Northwest. I have never been to like Washington or Oregon, and yeah. I'd love to go up there.
Go see the Redwoods?
Or NorCal, you know? Yeah, definitely go see the Redwoods.
Shred the gnar.
I would go somewhere in like the East Coast. Like, yeah. I would probably do like to Maine or something, because I haven't been on that
Maine's,
side.
Maine's cool. I've been to Maine.
If you're going to go shred the gnar, just make sure you.
That's right. You have to.
That's right.
Yeah, I would. That's a good idea. I mean, my wife and I have always wanted to. That was one of our places to move. It was like California, Seattle area, or Texas. But we never visited the Seattle area. That'd be kind of fun.
West down the road trip. Oh, go ahead. Connect. Sorry.
No, I was just gonna say west for me. Yeah, I'd go. Considering it takes a day to get out of Ontario from where I am to Manitoba, and then to Vancouver. I think that would be very amazing with the family.
I've done the road trip LA to Vancouver before. It's awesome. It's everything you want it to be. So going west is good. East is fun too, but if I was actually taking a road trip, I don't know, probably out into the mountains as well. Drive from here out to Colorado or something like that.
Those are all really solid options, but I'm going to do the California coast.
So good.
I imagine it would be.
As long as you're not the one driving, the Pacific Coast Highway is awesome.
Absolutely, I'm driving.
What is wrong with the Pacific Coast Highway?
Absolutely, I'm driving. Are you kidding me? I love driving. Like, well, if I don't have to be anywhere, if I'm just driving, it's the best thing ever. If I have to be somewhere for, like, an appointment or something, I'm like, fuck, get off the fucking road, you idiots. Get out of my way. The fucking bullshit this is. But if I'm just driving, it's like, yeah, man, I love it.
I'm just saying, you got mountain on one side, ocean on the other, and the road in between. You might want to be the one, you know, I enjoyed the times I was sitting there enjoying the beauty instead of not trying to drive us off the road.
Oh, see, that was my honeymoon. Like, me and my wife drove the one up and down the coast. Like, that's, you know, I lived there, so used to it, I guess.
That's fair. It is beautiful.
All right. Next question. It's from Arisen Phoenix. He said, this maybe have been asked a long time ago. Who is or would be your celebrity free pass to do the sex with?
Kate Beckinsale.
Really?
Oh, yeah, easy.
So I actually asked my wife for her input on this.
Mm-hmm.
And she said Jason Momoa. So kind of backfired, I guess, but I mean... He's a good looking dude. I don't think I could land a guy
I'm
like that.
I'm not gonna lie.
He's out of my league.
I would do so, I would make sex with Jason Momoa.
Yeah, hey, why not? Sure.
I think my wife would go with Chris Pratt.
My wife has been watching The Passenger and she was saying that she now sees Mark Paul Gosselaar in a different light than she did before. So I'm speaking for her. Mark Paul Gosselaar. The one person I think is I forgot who it was. Where is it? I was trying to think because I couldn't really think of anybody. I don't know.
I would go with Jennifer Lawrence. That's just a woman right there. I don't know. It's just something about her, man.
She is. She's a woman. She's always a woman to me. Somebody who I think is very attractive is Cara Delevingne, I think her name is.
Yeah.
From Suicide Squad and Valerian. I don't know, it's his eyebrows. I don't know what it is.
It's just never going to happen, so we'll just stick with that because my wife will, you know. There's no such thing as a free pass when it comes to my wife.
No, I would have. If I asked my wife, she'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Free pass. Piece of shit.
Well, this commitment thing sounds great.
Marriage is awesome.
Tell me more about wives and kids and how much fun they are.
Actually, mine would be Tom Hardy.
Can't go wrong.
No.
Solid choice.
Definitely. Who do you have winning the NCAA tournament? I have Gonzaga winning it all. That's from Davis. I think the Knicks are really going to take it this year.
I mean, I like sports, but
Villanova.
I just not NCAA stuff. That's just not my thing.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't care if you like it. But I know that not my thing,
dude. People are really, really freaking passionate. I know that there's guys
on
the score that get out like 5 TVs in their living room and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think on Saturday I'm going to go meet my friend Rob. He, we were out at dinner the other night, and he was like, hey, this guy has got it fucking made. And so I'm with him and his wife and my wife, and he's like, yeah, me and my buddy is going to come down from New York. We got at a hotel in the city on Friday into Saturday, Or no, maybe it's Friday and Saturday. I don't know. He's like, we got a hotel. We're going to hang out at the casino all day and watch the games. He's like, if you want to come down, that'd be awesome. And I'm thinking to myself, like, first of all, like, you just do that? Like, if I said to my mom, like, I'm going to go hang out at the casino and watch basketball games all day. She'd be like, the hell you are? although I think I may go down and hang out for a little bit, an hour, two tops. But I was like, do you even watch? Like, cause I've never even heard him mention college basketball. He's like, nope, I don't watch college basketball. He's like, but it's my friend. He was my roommate in college. And this is like the only thing that we still hang out together with. So that's what I do. But
yeah, no, I know there's a lot of guys are super passionate about it and, all the more power to him. I have no fucking clue. I don't even know who's in the tournament. He said, who did you say? Gonzaga? I'll go with them too. Yeah, good choice, man. They're a real premier team this year. I think they got a real solid chance.
I love
should be a good tournament.
I love their cheese. It's kind of like blue cheese, right? Gonzaga cheese?
Yeah, totally. It's really good. Well, no. Why am I speaking? Let's talk to the cheese expert here. Yeah. We got him on for
Gonzaga
a reason.
Gonzaga cheese, right? Gorgonzaga. Sorry, Gorgonzaga. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, man, that's basically it.
True story. The last team I worked on at my job, they were all into this, and so every year they filled out a bracket. And I have actually done fairly decent at it from my blind picks, but I actually won one year. And like, you could just see the defeat in the two guys that like this is their life. They plan it out. They're onto it, and the fact that I beat them extremely bad, like. They were out, you know, they got like fifth and sixth out of like the eight of us. And it's like, and I won it. I don't even watch a damn game.
That's right.
I'm going to go with Texas Tech just because.
Okay.
They're seed 9. So they're pretty good.
I'll say Duke just because they're always in it. And they can always.
Yeah, they're real good this year, too.
Yeah.
You're not in a bad spot with Duke as your pick.
Yep. That's what I always say. What about you, Canuck? Who do you got?
Exactly.
All right. All right.
I like their chances.
Follow up, a.k.a. Gear Dad says, I can't wait for Barbecue's answer to this.
I had a real answer. So suck.
All right. Safety Czar wants to know, boxers or briefs? Ooh.
Briefs.
Boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Depends what I'm wearing. It really does. Like if I'm going to wear a suit, briefs, hell yeah. It just doesn't work. There's not enough room in boxers for a suit.
Do you wear like the 80s briefs where it's like the really like thin bikini ones with like the big banana hanger in the front or are they like, you know, like modern, like tidy whitey type briefs?
I wear normal adult underwear. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Do you remember back in the day? When jockey briefs came in a plastic tube and there'd be like four of them in there? And you'd have like two solid color ones. One would be. But I remember because my grandfather would buy them. He'd buy the fucking tube of jockeys. Fucking bikini briefs. Oh my God.
I got a nice rotation of underwear, and I usually wear something that's appropriate for my pants, I guess.
Well, you don't want a panty line. That's the most important part, right?
It's complicated, man. I got charts and diagrams upstairs. I can get them out for next week.
All right. Scumdeath asks, so the Mrs. Lad knocked himself out today by headbutting the floor after losing at FIFA. What's the dopiest thing you've done in rage because of a computer game? I guess we kind of already addressed this one.
There's some Xbox controllers that are in the grave because of my anger.
There you go.
I've never thrown one.
I broke a Guitar Hero guitar.
They're not all thrown. I've actually snapped one in half just in my bare hands, Stu.
Just fucking Hulk smash over here.
I fucking hit that note.
He hit his own head on the floor.
What's
wrong with this kid? Shaves his eyebrows, smacking his own head.
Yeah.
I sprained my wrist on that.
Streaks down the back of the toilet seat. I mean, dude, he's the total package.
I sprained my wrist on that huge trackball on Golden Tee. God damn, that was a fun game, dude. If I win, if I win the Powerball, I'm getting a Golden Tee machine.
Oh my god, amazing!
Fuck, awesome game. How old were you when you played your first online multiplayer game, and what was it? From this is from Gator. He says, for me, it was 38, and was COD Modern Warfare. I think I was. I was definitely in my late 30s as well, and it was Halo Reach, I think. Because I had gotten out, I mean, after having kids, I'd stopped playing video games for a long time, to the point where there wasn't any online when I stopped playing. And then when I started playing again, it was, I don't know. And then it was a whole new world out there.
I don't remember exactly, but probably like Doom. Maybe, or Quake? No, Doom.
For real, our first online game for me was Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. I was 28. It was at the very end of the life cycle for that. And that was my first foray into anything online, multiplayer, anything. And I did it so I could hang out with my friend in Washington. You know, we could hang out and talk online.
The glory days of Danger Close One Man Army.
Commando, just go across the map.
For me, it was Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare 1. That came out in 2007, so I was 21. Yeah, 22.
SOCOM, U.S. Navy SEALs. It's like 21.
For me, it was freshman year in the dorms, so 18. We played Age of Empires LAN party, basically the floors against each other in the dorms.
Oh, nice. I didn't even think about that. It'd probably be
StarCraft fun as hell. Holy shit.
I love that. I forgot about that. I used to play StarCraft online all the time with my buds.
Yeah, I would have been.
That was back 17. Like when I was 17, yeah.
Yeah. So did I, yep.
That was our game for a long time, and like I have it now because they gave it away, and like I go play it, and it's just like the way people play that game has dramatically changed. They're like, "Oh, you're a noob," but it's like, "No, actually, I'm probably older than you and played this game more than you actually have." But I played it back when it was like new, not you know, what was it, like 17 years old now.
Yeah. It also answers the question before. It was my biggest rage moment. I broke a chair in half after I got rushed out of the game early by those Korean War chariots in Age Empire. And I pushed back from the table and the wheels didn't roll. I just snapped the chair and sheared the metal. Just laying there on the floor in the dorms, everyone's just laughing their asses off at me.
Yeah, it doesn't make it any better, does it? When people are all like, you're all pissed off at something and everyone's like laughing at you about it.
As soon as I hit the ground, I just started laughing. I was like, okay, I'm an idiot.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Yeah, that was the last one. That was it, guys. Let's do some songs of the week, and then we will we'll wrap it up. First, let's do this.
And now, it is time for the Distinguished Gentleman's Spy Playlist. The number one podcast music playlist on the internet. Accept no substitutes, as no one else can come close to our essential selections.
No one else can come close. No one. No one.
You'd be foolish to try, being honest.
Just remember, Nips, you can never have too many zoos.
The exact right number of zoos.
All right, everybody, we have a Spotify playlist. It is Distinguished Gentleman's Spotify playlist. We have
over 391 songs.
We literally have days of songs on there.
27 hours and 38 minutes.
38 minutes is what Baroque just said. Amazing. Amazing. You can go there, put it on shuffle. You won't hear the same song
for quite some time till
tomorrow. If I'm gonna be honest with you,
man, what a list!
Yeah, it is.
I mean, why would you listen to anyone else's list?
I mean, actually, you would listen to somebody else's list if you like some sweet, sweet sex. Anyway, so each week we add a new song to the list. Let me bring up my Spotify on my phone here, gents. And let's get into it, shall we?
All right.
All right. What do we got? What are we feeling? What are we feeling, guys?
You ready for me?
I'm ready. Lay it on me.
So I was at Spring at the Silos in Waco, Texas this weekend.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of cool bands, kind of local bands like from Austin and stuff.
Cool.
This band is on Spotify because I checked. We saw them.
Okay.
Kids were dancing around having fun.
Awesome.
The band is called Dawson Hollow. And the song is Silver Moon.
All right. It'd probably be easier to look up Silver Moon.
Dawson Hollow.
Dawson Hollow. Is it Silver Moon all one word?
No, space. Silver space moon.
And how do you spell Dawson? D-O-S-E-N?
D-A-W-S-O-N.
D-A-W. Oh, found him.
Like the creek.
Yep.
Okay. Got it, bro. Sweet. All right, who's next? I'm going to save Nips for last.
I'll go. And okay. Fuck Nips, please don't do it to me again this time, all right, buddy? I know you're going to.
There's nothing I fear.
I don't need to start that kind of war.
Freeze Me, Death from Above,
1979. Okay. All right, Broke, what do you think?
I'm going to go, the song is Trippy by Anti-Serum and Mayhem. Yes, Boost, I know. This is the Baroque song that no one's ever heard of. Pick of the week. Mm-hmm.
I can tell by the album cover that it is, yeah, looks pretty cool.
It's a nice country western song.
Okay. I have a feeling bass gets dropped in this one. all right, Canuck. What are you feeling, man?
Keep it simple. Fire Woman by The Cult.
Oh, dude. You know what? Fire Woman is my, American Idol song. Or The Voice. I always thought, like, if I get to audition for any of those shows, I would fucking sing Fire Woman as my audition song. I don't know why I picked awesome that one. But it's fucking
epic, man. It'll always get you fucking right pumped
up. Dude. Thank you for putting some Cult on here. I love The Cult.
Fuck yeah.
And I am going with Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan and Rufus. All right. Okay, Nips.
So I had two. One was the trolley pick, and one was a reasonable one. And since Stu asked nicely, I'll put the trolley pick in the back pocket for another visit. and I'll go with the Stooges, Search and Destroy.
Okay, cool.
I'm sure that is a good song, and I'm sure that it is leagues better than your other option.
The other option was Len, Steal My Sunshine.
Not as offensive
not
as Celine
not
Dion.
As trolly as you may think.
No.
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week.
Because at least that's the kind of song
in my self-defeat.
That I would just see it on the list and be like, yeah, I'll skip over it, but it won't bring back painful memories of being stuck in a grocery store.
To me.
You were still my sunshine.
Feeling good about deep.
Yeah, I see my sunshine.
My sunshine. Oh my gosh. I could smell the air in my house I lived in with all my roommates when I first heard that song.
Can I make a suggestion here?
I feel the bands on my feet from that time frame, just like in the wallet chain pulling down my pants.
I'm gonna call an audible here.
Yeah.
And make a special request.
Okay.
Can we just add that song to the playlist anyway?
Absolutely.
Let's get a bonus this week.
Fuck, dude. Absolutely.
There you go. There you go.
I was lying on the grass. That's holds the same place as it's been. Which, by the way, I walked.
Help
I,
us on
when I was when I was in Florida at like at,
same era
at my,
I think.
At my conference. One of the women who's like my counterpart for South Florida, she was walking, talking with somebody. I have no idea who they were. I just walked up to her, just like. And scared her. I just went, yeah, it's been. And she fucking jumped up. I don't know. I thought it was funny. And then everybody's like, why are you scaring her with fucking, I don't know. I forget the name of that band. Let's see. Len.
Bare Naked Ladies?
Bare Naked Ladies. Yeah.
Good Canadian band right there.
Yeah, they're going on tour with a Hootie and the
Toronto Boys.
I don't know if I mentioned that. Is that
like a Canadian thing? Like, if somebody ever mentions anything that could be a Canadian, like, actor or band, it's like, oh, that's a good Canadian boy right there.
Yeah, yeah, we are very insecure, and we want to make sure that everybody knows.
I forgot that was Bare Naked Ladies.
No, because I won't get into it.
You know what? I had a really, I really didn't like Bare Naked Ladies at the time. And it isn't, it's kind of like, Third Eye Blind.
Well, hello, man.
Like at the time, I didn't like Third Eye Blind because that's what every single chick I knew listened to, and it like made my skin crawl. Now it's like, you know, I'm fucking listening to, you know, Jumper on repeat, you know, in the car because I love that. And it's the same thing with Bare Naked Ladies. Like I really like Bare Naked Ladies now, but like, catch me in, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, I was like, fuck these guys.
Hello.
Bare Naked Ladies are a good Canadian band, and Canadian national treasure Celine Dion gets me banned from the show for months.
Man, Bare Naked Ladies are banned? Awesome.
You know what my favorite thing of Celine Dion is?
That will
tell the way
you.
That she claps. Like when she was doing her concerts and she would hold the microphone in one hand still and she would, you can't see me, but no, Baroque, no, you guys are doing it wrong. She would use her arm to clap. Like she would like what? Clap on her bicep. Yeah, and it's like...
She clap like this, or no? Like
no,
this.
Justin, straighten your arm, and now clap. Yes, like that. Now, you
maybe
guys
she
may
didn't
want to
hit
but,
the microphone. She didn't want the
yeah,
microphone.
Yeah, of course she didn't. So she does it on her arm, but the way that it always looked, it's like I don't know. Maybe it's an
she's
Italian thing.
She's calling playing baseball. She's like,
no, I got to show you guys how it actually is next time when I get my camera. But it's basically like. When you make that fucking motion, it's like I'm going to stick it up your ass up to my elbow kind of, you know, like fuck you kind of thing. It's
I loved Anna Gasteyer on SNL when she would do her impression of Celine. Oh, my God. It was so funny. She's like, in my husband, Renee. R.I.P. Renee. Sorry. All right, guys. I think that's going to wrap it up for us for tonight. I'm obviously you can see I'm or hear I'm losing my voice a little bit, just because it's been such an amazing show. I can't stop talking about it.
It's tremendous. Sorry.
I can't stop talking about. Yeah, that's going to do it for us for tonight. You could find us at DGents Pod on Twitter, and yeah. I just want to say thanks to Canuck and to Admiral Nips for stopping by. Where can we find you guys at? Canuck, where can we find you?
Okay. You can find me at The Canuck Show on Twitch and Twitter and at Anti-Meta Podcast.
Yes.
Nips, Riverfed Podcast.
Oh, shit. Hold on. God damn it.
Riverfed Podcast.
Hold on. Where is it?
We're going to find Pete Head or Thumbs.
Fucking Steve.
You can find us on Twitter at Potato Thumbs. You can find me at Admiral Nips.
I have a really tiny penis.
Canuck, enough. We already talked to you.
Fuck. Sorry, Rob. I interrupted you. That's my shtick is interrupting people.
It's,
so
it's cool.
Because I'm trying to check off.
Whoa.
Yeah, don't interrupt that. It's just rude.
Yeah. Anyway. Sorry, Nips. Where can we find you?
Can't fucking deal with
it. Don't worry about it. After this, you don't need to find me anywhere.
Tate of Thumbs podcast. Go check them out. Fluffy, I hope you're really ripping up some NARS or whatever the fuck. Shredding the NAR, man. Whatever the fucking NAR is.
I shredded my NAR once. Physical therapy. It's brutal. Fucking hematoma the size of a grapefruit on my inner thigh when I shredded my NAR.
I know the name of the podcast is going to be now.
I'm sorry, Fluffy. It had to happen.
This whole time I'm thinking like,
Oh my god.
Like, it's 105. I've still got to edit. What am I going to name this thing? And there it is.
Shred the NAR.
That is
shredding NAR.
That is the extent of the editing you're going to do, is put a name on the title. That's it.
No, because I've got two fucking things I got to edit together.
Remember,
now. I literally have to do twice the work because my computer decided to shut down.
Thankfully, you only had that one intro that you have to put in there, though.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Brooke, where can we find you at?
You can find me all across the interwebs, Aparo Creeper.
All right. Boost.
Boost KDV. Twitter mostly.
All right. And last but not least, Mr. Gatso.
STU_GATZO on Twitter.com.
Awesome. All right, everybody. You can find me at JCJesse on Twitter, and be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh.
Later.
Shred the NAR.
Later on the Menjis.
Gentlemen, defenders of the universe, make magic with their microphones. Majestic heroes, riding states of gold, distinguished gentlemen.